Morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be back with you so soon. And as always, I have homework for you.
同样的，今天还是有家庭作业。
There's this story that emerged from a Russian novelist at the end of the Marxist experiment in Soviet Union.
在马克思主义在苏联将要解体的最后这些时候呢，在苏联有一个在吉尔吉斯有一个小说家，他说了这么一个故事。
This novelist said that one night Stalin asked for a chicken, and then he started to clutch this chicken really close to him, and he asked all of his comrades and henchmen to watch him, and slowly he started pulling the feathers out of this chicken.
这个故事是这样子的，他说有一天斯大林他把他的随从手下叫过来，然后呢他把一只活的鸡夹住，然后他一根一根的把那个鸡的羽毛拔下来。
And as this chicken was struggling in vain to escape, he just slowly, systematically kept denuding this chicken. And when it was finished, he looked around at his people and said, Now watch this.
当然这只鸡呢它就极度的挣扎，因为很痛，但是它就使劲夹着这个鸡，一根一根的把它的羽毛直到完全拔光，然后它就对它的随从说，现在你们要看。
And he took these breadcrumbs in his hand and he walked back, and amazingly this fear-crazed chicken kept following him and finally got up right to his trouser leg and was nestling next to him eating these breadcrumbs.
然后他把这只鸡呢，充满了恐惧、害怕的这只鸡放在地上，然后他手里抓了一把面包，然后他就走开。你们就看见这只鸡就开始跟着他走，一直走，一直走，走到他的裤腿底下，就这样子磨蹭他的腿。
And he turned around and he looked at his dumbfounded friends and said, "Did you see what that chicken did? Did you see how he followed me for food?" Even though I caused him so much pain and torture.
然后斯大林就对他的手下说，你们看见了吗？你们看见了吗？你们看见这只鸡就不断地跟着我，因为我手上有食物，尽管我刚才这么的虐待他。
He said, this is the way to rule people. People are like this chicken. If you promise them food, they will follow you, even though you torture them.
他就说这就是怎么样来统治人类，人跟这些鸡是一样的，如果你应许他们，你要给他们食物吃，他们就会跟着你走，尽管你是对他们造成很大的痛苦。
Some people have suggested to me that we are Christians today out of fear.
有些人说，我们之所以成为基督徒，是因为我们害怕。
Some people have suggested to me that we are Christians because we're afraid of going to hell, or some of us are afraid of God, or some of us are just afraid of living on our own.
有些人说我们之所以成为基督徒呢，因为我们害怕下地狱，或是我们怕神，甚至于我们怕我们的日子。
One of the greatest contrasts about our King, our Lord Jesus Christ, is that he does not want his disciples to live in fear and anxiety.
但是相反的，我们的君王耶稣基督，他却不希望我们活在恐惧跟忧虑中。
And what I hope today is a practical disciple lesson. I want to look at worry and fear and how really Christ's kingdom is the inverse of the world's worry.
今天我要跟大家分享的是一个非常实际的一堂门徒的训练的课程。然后我们要来看在这个门徒训练的课程里面，耶稣基督他是如何要我们过一个没有忧虑、没有惧怕的生活。
So let's look at this kingdom freedom that Jesus offers us. We'll read from Matthew 6, starting in verse 24.
我们现在来看的是马太福音第六章24节到34节，26，然后我们在这里要来看耶稣是如何叫我们活出国度的自由来。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. These words from our King declare that Jesus does not secure his kingship by cultivating anxiety, but on the contrary, our Lord's kingship actually frees us from worry and anxiety.
从刚才读的马太福音第六章这一段经文，我们看见我们主耶稣基督呢，他来巩固他的王国，不像地上的王，他不是用恐惧，他不是用忧虑来统治，而相反的呢，我们的王他希望我们能够从忧虑中被释放出来。
So if you are following the Lord Jesus today in obedience, his will for your life is that you will not worry, that you will not be filled with anxiousness, discontentment,and fear.
今天如果我们是在信心里跟随耶稣基督的话，他今天早晨对我们的期望和对我们的旨意，就是要我们不再忧虑，不再恐惧，也不在那个害怕里面生活。
If today you do not yet know Jesus, he is offering a clear picture today to you of the kind of peace that his kingdom offers.
如果今天你还不认识耶稣基督的话，耶稣基督今天他要让你看见一个非常清楚的图画，就是他的国能够赐给你的平安。
So today we're going to look at three things that Jesus is calling us to do.
今天我们要看见耶稣基督他 要我们做的三件事。
The first thing is that he's calling us to get behind your worries. Jesus wants to dig down to uncover what's really going on.
第一件事情呢，就是耶稣他要我们深入的来看我们的忧虑，他要深入的去看到底我们这些里头是什么的一个情形。
Next thing is Jesus asking us to get in front of our worries. He's redirecting our gaze.
然后呢，他要我们正面的来看我们的忧虑，并且要把我们的眼目从忧虑中转开。
And the last thing is that he's asking us to worship.Through our worries, by drawing us into understanding of who he is and what our response will be.
第三件事呢，就是他要我们借着敬拜来胜过我们的忧虑，他要我们更深的认识我们的主是谁，他的所事和他的所为，而我们可以从忧虑中得胜。
So let's start where Jesus starts, getting behind our worries today.
所以我们今天第一个我们要先来看如何我们来超越我们的忧虑。
Jesus Christ is masterful when you look at his teaching about getting behind presuppositions by asking very key questions.
耶稣他很会带我们更深的来面对我们的忧虑，所以他能够越过这些其他表面上的事情来真正看问题的核心。
Our passage today comes in the context of a larger sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is laying down this blueprint for what his kingdom looks like, and his kingdom is made up of kingdom people, so what we look like.
今天我们读的这个经文呢，它发生的是，这是一个我们都非常有名的，知道的，就是登山宝训。在这里呢，耶稣他为这个他的听众来画出了一份这个天国的蓝图，并且他说天国呢是这些天国的百姓所组成的，那天国的百姓应该过什么样的生活？
So if you had to sum up this whole sermon, you could say it's really Jesus getting at the heart of his kingdom, and he's getting behind these presuppositions that people have about ethics, about morality, about God, about their daily concerns, their aspirations, and he's uncovering what is our real motivation for these things.
所以耶稣呢，他不是只是来看表面上我们所关心的这些表面上的宗教啊，我们的道德观念，我们的社会正义啊，而是他从这些事情的外面来更深的去看事情的核心。
And he's contrasting all of this with the heart of his kingdom.
然后他从这些事情来显明分别出来这个他的国度的这个核心是什么。
Whether he's teaching on murder, anger, adultery, lust, divorce, social justice, prayer, loving your enemies, money, or here worry, all of them he's getting down to the basics. He's getting down to the heart of the matter to really uncover and reveal the heart and show what's really going on.
因为在登山宝训这里，他有许多的教导，比方说他教导有关杀人，有关生气，有关奸淫，有关离婚，有关启示，还有关社会公义，有关祷告，还有关爱你的仇敌，有关金钱财富，另外还有就是忧虑。但是他在讲这些的时候，他要讲到我们最基本的，就是到底我们的心是如何。
You're focused on this outward purity. You're focused on trying to live well, Jesus is saying, but I'm getting down deep, deep to the heart of what's really going on in your life.
耶稣说，你所注视的都是这些外面的，可能外表的金钱、外表的圣洁，或是过个好好生活。但是耶稣说，我要真正的来，到核心，来看的就是这些的来源是什么。
Don't miss this. Look in your Bibles. Look at all of the Lord's kingdom questions that he's asking.
所以呢，我们要来看圣经上耶稣他对于这些国度所提出的来的问题。
Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? Will he not much more clothe you? He just stacks question upon question.
所以在这里呢，耶稣他就一个问题接一个问题的来问，他说不要为生命忧虑吃什么穿什么，然后他就说生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？然后他就说你们比这些不是更贵重的多吗？你们用哪一个可以用忧思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？为什么要为身体衣裳忧虑呢？然后他就一个问题一个问题的来问他的听众。
So Jesus has a question for you today too.
今天耶稣也要来问我们这个问题。
I want you today to put yourself on this hillside with Jesus. And as he's asking these questions, to think about answering them personally for yourself.
今天呢，让我们把自己放在当年的登山宝训的那个山上，把我们自己放在登山宝训中，然后问我们自己这个问题。
So I have a question I hope they put up on the screen for you to answer.
所以今天呢，我就要把一个问题打出来，让我们每一个人都来问这个问题。
Keeping the word worry in the abstract today is not going to help you.
如果我们只是把忧虑摆在一个很抽象的一个层面上来讨论的话，这对我们没有什么帮助。
So take a moment, if you're brave, share it with someone next to you, and as clear as you can, answer this question.
所以今天我们要就这样，现在花一点的时间，让我们很勇敢的来面对我们现在到底在忧虑什么。或许你可以跟你的旁边的弟兄姐妹有点分享。
I told you last week that.Really, the hardest part of the week for me as a preacher is that I have to first preach this sermon to my own heart.
上一次我在跟大家传讲信息的时候，我就告诉你们，在每一次我传讲信息的这一个礼拜，最困难的事就是我必须先对自己讲道。
And when I dig down and I'm honest, I unearth really some questions and worries about my career, about my family, about am I going to meet my own expectations?
所以这个星期当我深入探讨我自己忧虑的时候，我就看见我为我的事业忧虑，为我的家庭忧虑，我也忧虑我到底会不会达到我自己对自己的期望。
To be honest, I'm a little worried some of you might doze off or not catch every word I think is important today.
让我很诚实的说，我另外一个忧虑就是我怕你们今天 听到的时候都睡觉了，没有听到我在跟你们说什么。
But honestly, too, I am worried that some of you will shrug your shoulders today and say, like a Geico commercial, everybody knows that.
我也怕你们听到了以后，也就说耸耸肩，就像那个 Geico 电视的广告一样，说这个每一个人都知道。
I'm worried some of you will say, yeah, Kyle, I know what you're going to say. I know I should pray. God's in control. I get it.
或是我忧虑呢，你们有些人就会，我还没有讲以前就说，我知道了，我知道了，你要说，我们要好好的祷告，因为神在掌权。
Or I know we shouldn't worry, but come on, I have real life problems. Life is tough. God can't be talking about me.
另外呢，或许有些人会对我说，我知道，我知道，但是呢，我的生活很不容易，因为我有实际上的生活的问题，所以我想耶稣讲的不包括我。
As our brother Aaron alluded to, some of you might be sitting here saying today, really, I'm good. I don't have that many worries.
或许呢，有些人呢，就坐在这里说，我一切都很好，我一无忧虑。
If you scroll back to verse 21, you see that Jesus is asking you, what captivates a large amount of your money, your energy, and your time?
但是如果我们回去看二十一节呢，耶稣实在是在问你，就是说你的心在哪里，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里，到底是什么事情占据了你大部分的时间、金钱还有你的体力。
Jesus says this locates your treasure and your heart and often your deepest worry because you have unrest of losing or never getting this desire of your heart.
因为耶稣在这里呢，他就为我们下了一个定义，就是我们的心在哪里，那个就是我们的财宝。而且呢，那一件事情也是最会让我们忧虑的事情。我们常常会为这件事情患得患失。我们或许怕我们得不着，我们得着了又怕我们失去。
Verse 25 tells us not to worry about food or drink or what we'll wear. And honestly, for most of us, those probably are not the biggest concerns. Our stomachs and our closets are probably too full.
在二十五节，耶稣问说：“我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。但是，在今天在座的，可能我们并不忧虑我们吃什么穿什么，可能我们其实吃得太饱，我们的衣服也太多了。”
But Jesus is asking the things that your heart really desires, things that you think you really need.
但是耶稣在这里呢，是问你的身体。或是你的心里真正想要、真正需要的。
Perhaps today some of you do worry about physical things, but it's beauty or prowess or sickness or hair falling out.
或许我们今天我们是忧虑一些实际的情形，比方说身体的情形。我们忧虑我们是不是长得美丽，我们忧虑我们是不是有力气，或是我们今天生病了，或是我们开始掉头发、秃头了。
For honest success, achievement, money, they captivate a lot of our heart space. And so we also can be worrying about having a good enough career, getting into a good enough school, getting ahead, fostering a good enough family, or just stacking away enough security.
的确，我们的成功、我们的成就、我们的金钱会占据我们许多的时间，还有我们的心思。我们会忧虑我们是不是能够有一个好的工作，我们会忧虑我们是不是能够上一个好的学校，我们是不是能够进取，是不是上进，而且我们会不会建立一个好的家庭，或是存足够的存款。
For many of us, our worries are more of emotional, worries of acceptance and rejection, fear of maybe a cold marriage, questions like, are my kids going to be okay? Does he love me?
或许我们的忧虑呢，是一些情绪上的忧虑，比方说我们忧虑会不会被人家接纳，或是我们忧虑被拒绝，我们忧虑我们家庭的，我们的婚姻是非常的冷漠，或是我们会问一些问题，我的小孩还可以吗？或是他是不是爱我？
For many, worry is more of an existential anxiety of significance and love. Will my life matter? Will I ever be good enough?
或许有些人呢，他们对他们生存的价值感到忧虑，他们是不是有得到爱，是不是得到尊重，他觉得我的人生到底有价值吗？
For our younger and maybe our midlife brothers and sisters, there's another kind of worry of, have I lived hard enough? Have I partied enough? Did I leave anything on the table? Am I missing out?
对比较年轻的人或是一些中年的人，我们可能忧虑，我们是不是在人生中缺了什么？我是不是玩得够过瘾？我是不是活得够好？我是不是有足够呢？
Social media doesn't help when you see all these amazing things your friends are doing.
当我们上了社交媒体的时候，我们看见我们所有的朋友，他们都好像非常的有成就，做得很好，这些对我们一点都没有帮助。
But whatever you worry about, whatever is making you anxious, you are not alone today. And statistics show that actually worry and the stress from worry are a cultural epidemic.
如果你今天忧虑的话，其实呢，你并不是唯一的一个人，因为今天的社会的统计说，大部分的人这个忧虑还有这个这个焦虑还有这个压力是我们现在流行的文化。
Some statistics link worry to all the major leading causes of death, including heart disease, cancer, lung ailments, accidents, cirrhosis, and suicide.
而且今天呢，43%的人他们生病甚至于死亡都是跟忧虑有关的。忧虑它连带着会造成的许多的现象，比方说甚至于死亡、心脏病、癌症、肺病、肝硬化、交通意外事故，还有自杀。
An estimated 1 million workers are absent on an average day from stress-related concerns.
所以大统计上来说，平均每一天都有100万的员工。他请假不能上班，因为他忧虑或是他的压力造成的。
Add to this the mental fatigue of nights without sleep, of being tired, and you can see that stress is cutting down on the quality and also the quantity of our lives.
另外呢，就是因着忧虑而造成的失眠、不能睡觉，还有白天非常的辛苦、很疲倦，所以呢，忧虑它使我们的生活的品质下降了许多。
And Jesus asked us very pointedly, who of you, by worrying, can add anything to your life?
所以耶稣很切题的就问了这一个问题，你们哪一个能够用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
All of our progress, all of our technology has not progressed us past stress and worry. If anything, it's intensified them.
我们所有的进步，我们所有科技的进步，这一切的进步都没有办法使我们胜过我们的忧虑，我们的焦虑，反而有 使这些情形更恶化。
Many of us have built these cages around our lives where the bars are made of discontentment, they're made of worry, they're made of fear of not getting what my heart desires, and they're made of stress.
许多我们中间的人呢，我们把自己放画了一个囚牢，把自己关在里面。而这个囚牢的这个铁条呢，就是我们所有的对现实的不满足，我们的挫折感，我们的忧虑，我们的紧张，我们的害怕。
Poems are extraordinarily hard to translate, but I'm going to want to share a poem with you today that I think sums up this idea of this cage built of worry.
Brother Kyle, 他现在要跟我们分享一首诗。这个诗不是很容易翻译，我会尽量的把它翻成中文。但是这首诗的意思就可以来表达我们刚刚讲的这个笼子。
It's called the Panther.
这个诗的主题呢，就是这只豹的一只豹的故事。
His vision from the constantly passing bars has grown so weary that it cannot hold.Anything else. It seems to him there are 1,000 bars, and behind the bars, no world.
在这里他说，他的视力呢，因为总是看着这么多的铁条，而慢慢他的视力就衰弱了，他再也看不到其他别的东西了。
As he paces in cramped circles over and over, the movement of his powerful, soft strides is like a ritual dance.Around a center in which a mighty will stands paralyzed.
所以刚刚讲，所以他在他感觉他周围好像有一千条的铁条，但是铁条之后好像再也没有任何的事情在这个世界里。而当他在这里就在这个笼子里面这样子踱方步，这样子一直绕着圈圈这样子走的时候，他慢慢的他的步伐就越来越沉重，而且他的肌肉都紧缩了，他这个本身的这些意志力就慢慢慢慢的瘫痪了。
Only at times the curtain of the pupils lifts quietly, an image enters in, rushes down through the tensed, arrested muscles, plunges into the heart, and is gone.
但是只是偶尔的呢，他把他的眼皮张开，他看一看这周围的世界，然后呢，他就再把它关上，就是这样而已。
Worry traps us in a cage of our own making. It traps us in a cage that we were not designed for.
因为忧虑呢，就把我们关在一个我们自己所为自己设立的笼子里面。我们知道，其实这不应该是我们所过的日子。
I think that's really what Jesus is getting at in the heart of this Sermon on the Mount is that we were not created for cages of anxiety and dissatisfaction and worry any more than we were created for lives ruled by lust, anger, greed, disobedience.
所以在这里登山宝训呢，耶稣不但是说我们不应该，我们的生活不应该是充满了情欲或是充满了生气杀人或是暴力，但是同样的他也说你们的生活不应该充满了忧虑紧张和害怕。
Just like this panther, you were not created for a cage, but you were created to be free in Christ Jesus.
就像这一只豹一样，我们受造，我们被神造，并不是要让我们过一个忧虑的人生，而是要我们过一个在基督里一个自由的生命。
Jesus' kingdom questions today ask us really to get to the heart. Why do you worry?
所以耶稣在问这些问题的时候，他要我们来思考一个最基本的问题，就是你为什么忧虑？
What is your treasure that you're afraid of never getting?Or that is slowly slipping away.
到底你的财宝是什么，让你这么的忧虑？你忧虑害怕你得不着，你忧虑你会失去。
What has locked you in a cage and made you a slave?
是什么东西把你关在一个笼子里，使你成为这个笼子里的囚犯？
First step is to get behind your worries.
所以第一步呢，我们必须深入深刻的来看我们的忧虑。
Second step is to get in front.Of your worries.
然后我们就是很正面来走在我们忧虑的前面。
Please take notice here that Jesus is not dismissive of worry. The very inclusion of this topic in his grand sermon means that he takes this very seriously.
首先我们要看见耶稣在这里呢，不是很轻描淡写的来看忧虑，好像不屑一顾的样子。他在这里把忧虑提出来讲，就表示他对忧虑是非常重视的。
Remember, too, that these words are given on a hilltop where zealots and revolutionaries met to gather their followers. This large crowd has gathered to watch Jesus, and he knows that Israel and Rome are watching him.
在耶稣当时在登山宝训，这个山呢，是当时一些奋兴家、一些狂热者或是革命家都会站在这个山上来呼召跟随他们的人，就是在这样子的一个地方，那当时有许多的人来跟随，来听耶稣讲道，所以耶稣知道许多的人在观察他。
People who came to hear him speak would have expected a martial revolution against Rome, and instead they got turn the other cheek, love your neighbor, don't worry.
当时呢，是有许多的人在观察耶稣，包括犹太人的首领，还有罗马人。他们这些群众呢，他们来到这个山上听耶稣讲道，他们希望耶稣能够发动一个军事革命来推翻罗马帝国的政府，但是相反的，他们却听见耶稣对他们说人家打你的左脸就给他右脸，陪人家另外多走一里路，而且不要忧虑。
Christ is doing revolutionary work here and he's turning their whole world upside down.
其实耶稣在这里是做一个革命性的工作，他把整个世界都颠倒了。
You remember in John's Gospel when it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God?
记得在约翰福音刚开始的时候，约翰是这么写的，起初 到与神同在，道就是神。
Christ is the Logos, or the Word of God. And just as God spoke into creation, and we know that all things were made through Jesus, by Jesus. Jesus on this hilltop, I don't want you to miss this, he's speaking, he's creating reality as he's speaking.
让我们来特别注意一下，所以道，约翰福音在那里讲呢，太初有道，道与神同在，所以基督耶稣他就是神的这个道，神的话。所以当神说话的时候，他一说事情 就成就了，就创造了，他说有就有。所以在这里呢，在登山宝训这个山上，当耶稣这样子的来宣告的时候，他其实也在创造。
On this hillside, Jesus is breathing in the reality of his kingdom. He's not just giving some wishy-washy John Lennon or Bobby McFerrin song.
所以在这里，在登山宝训，耶稣在这里宣讲的时候，他不是只是在讲一些很美妙的歌词，好像一些歌星唱的歌词一样，而是他在这里，他用他的话，用他的气来吹出，来创造他国度的实际。
This is not don't worry, be happy.
所以他讲的并不是说啊，你不要忧虑，就快乐一点就好了，想开一点就好了。
Some of us think, I know, but that's impossible not to worry. In 2014, Christ didn't mean me because I have such a complicated, busy, important life.
但是有些人会说，我知道，但是呢，这不合适用于今年，2014年，耶稣基督他不了解。我的生活非常的复杂，非常的重要，而且非常的忙碌。
Remember who Jesus is talking to on the hill that day. These are people who have a life expectancy of middle age, people under the control of a dominating foreign power, people that are crippled in poverty, people that see these crosses dotting the landscape, but they're not decoration. They're the threat of what Rome does to people who don't listen to them.
但是我们要想一想，当年在耶稣在登山宝训上宣讲的时候，他的听众是什么样的人？当时呢，他们的人的寿命很短，大概在中年就会去世，而且他们呢是在一个罗马的政府，一个外邦的权力的统治之下，他们非常的贫穷，而且更重要的是，他们放眼望去，他们随时。都可以看到许多十字架立在那边，表示罗马政府他们用这个十字架来逼迫这些犹太人，任何犹太人不顺从他们，他们就把他们钉死在十字架上。
These are people who can lose their children if they can't afford to pay the rising taxes. These are people who have to keep 592 rules in Judaism. And these are people who have been waiting on pins and needles for the Messiah to come and set them free.
这些人他们的生活是什么样？如果他们没有办法没有钱付税的话，他们很可能就失去他们的儿女去做奴隶。而且呢，他们在犹太教里面也要遵守592条的规条，所以他们战战兢兢地等候他们的弥赛亚来救赎他们。
In this context, and please understand, I want you to grasp the enormity of what Jesus is saying. This is either something insane or brilliant that he is saying to these people.
所以我希望大家能够很重视耶稣基督在讲的这些话。在当时的人听起来，或许他觉得耶稣是神经病，或许觉得他讲的话实在是太好了。
This is like me riding into some hillside right now where people who have escaped ISIS are hiding.And I say, I know you have no health system, you have no education system, you have no food, you have no hope. People might take your children. Don't worry.
就现在我们想一想，就好像那个在伊拉克的有一些人，他们逃离 ISIS， 逃到山上一样。他们在那里呢，他们没有医疗的设备，他们没有保护，他们没有食物。而我呢，跑到他们那里来，对他们说，不要忧虑。
In the Greek, these words are really translated to say, don't worry in your soul.
在希腊的原文里面，不要忧虑，其实就是说，你不要在你的灵魂里面忧虑。
Jesus says this is a heart issue.
所以呢，耶稣讲的其实是我们心的问题。
The Sermon on the Mount and Jesus' kingdom, I believe, are totally missed or mistranslated if we look at these as hyperbole or just high ideals or very tough teachings.
所以在这里，登山宝训呢，其实不是只是一些高的理想，或是一些很困难的教导，或是一些夸张的一些说法而已。
This also is not just renunciation. It's not only a thing of don't do.
而且这里也不是只是一些叫你要放弃一些什么东西，就是说不要做这个，不要做那个。
In the whole sermon, Jesus actually given 14 of these transforming initiatives, giving you things to do to replace and overcome that transform your heart.
在这里，在这段经文里面，耶稣其实用了14个，能够改变的这些行为，他要我们用这些行动来取代我们原来的行为。
Jesus isn't telling us simply stop worrying or hey, life isn't that bad or get some more willpower. He's giving us these grace-filled breakthroughs of his kingdom to redirect our vision.
耶稣在这里并不是告诉我们简单的说啊，不要忧虑啦，生活没有那么糟糕，或是你应该有更强的意志力，不要忧虑，而是他这里告诉我们一些做法，就是一些跟以他的恩典来根据的做法，可以真正的来改变我们的生命。
He calls us to look, to see or observe, and to seek. He calls us to action items.
所以其实他呼召我们有一些的行动，他呼召我们要去看，要去观察，要去思想，而且要去追求。
And in the process, he's redirecting our vision from us to him, from our kingdom to his kingdom, from our will be done to his will be done, from our worries to his provision.
换句话呢，他来转我们的眼目，把我们的眼目从自己的身上转到他的身上，把我们的眼目从自己的国度转到他的国度，把我们的眼目从我们的忧虑转到他的供应。
Look to me, he directs us.Look to my creation. Look here. Look there. Look over there. Look everywhere for living, vivid proof that I got this.
他呼召说：“你们来看我。”他告诉我们：“你看看我的创造，看这里，看那里，看这些生命，看这些活物，这些都是来证明，这些都是来证明我现在在掌权。”
You know, in the book of Job, God turns to poor Job at the end and gives him this whole litany of questions. Like, who put the heavens up there? Who set the stars in their place? Who ordered the sun to rise and set? Who created your DNA? Answer, not you.
在就像在在约伯记里面，在最后的时候，耶和华向约伯说话的时候，他就问了他一连串的问题，来转他的眼目，他就说：“你看到底是谁创造了天地？到底是谁创造了苍天？谁把星宿放在上面？到底是谁叫太阳升起？又叫是谁叫太阳落下？是谁创造了你的 DNA？” 答案是：都不是你。
As disciples here today, we know the better answer is not you, Jesus, for whom and by whom all things have been made. Amen.
今天我们做耶稣的门徒，我们都知道答案呢是耶稣，因为万有都是借着他而且为他所造的。Amen.
Jesus is looking at all of these followers on this hillside, and like God addressing 1,000 Jobs, he turns them and says, I did all of this. I made those clouds. I made this hillside. I made that grass you're sitting on. I made the stomach that's grumbling inside your belly right now. And I made the heart.That is longing inside your chest right now.
所以耶稣在这个山上呢，他对着这些众人讲道的时候，就好像对着一千个、几千个约伯在那边讲说：“不是你，而是我，是我创造了这个云彩，是我创造了这些你听见在唱歌的鸟，是我创造了，甚至于这个山，还有我创造了你现在在坐的这些草。”而且呢，不单是这样子，我甚至于也，你现在肚子饿了，我是我创造了你的肚子，而且是我创造了你的心。
The Greek words here call us to carefully observe, to consider, to grasp, to look at these things very carefully, to look at them long and hard at who God is and what He's done in creation, in history, and in your own life.
所以这些话，尤其是在希腊文里面，它是要我们很仔细、很小心的来注视、来思想、来揣摩，让我们好好的看看神是谁，他所做的，借着他的创造，借着过去的历史，还有我们生命过去的生活，来看耶稣到底是谁，他所做的是什么。
Jesus is saying, "Stop and smell the roses." Look at them carefully.
所以呢，耶稣就说，你要好好的、仔细的看。
Jesus is directing our gaze from ourselves to Him in order to stop our worry.
耶稣他要转我们的眼目，把我们眼目从自己的身上转向他的身上，来让我们不再忧虑。
And as Jesus moves us in front of our worries, He reminds us in verse 32 that living anxiously puts us in the same category as people who do not know God.
当耶稣在这里要我们仔细正面的来看我们忧虑的时候，在第三十二节，他说，当我们忧虑的时候，我们其实跟不信主的人是一样的。
When we pace about with heavy hearts, questioning, "Am I going to get that? Am I going to get enough? Is things are going to work out okay?" We sound like the people who do not know God.
因为当我们在这里踱步，在这里忧虑的时候，我们在这边问说，到底我可不可以得着这个？到底我会不会有这件事情？到底这个事情会不会发生？我们其实呢，听起来就跟那些没有不认识神的人是一样的。
Worry is a fatal disease of the heart because its beginning signals the end of faith and trust in God for who He is and what He's done.
忧虑呢，其实是一个我们心的一个致命的疾病，因为当忧虑开始的时候，也就是信心，这也就是一个信号，就是我们现在没有信心了，我们没有办法相信神，没有办法信他的所事和他的所为。
I might get an amen from a few of our brothers here, but I am still coming to grips with what it means to be a father and how much you have to take care of a child.
我不知道在这里会不会许多的人跟我一样，因为我的孩子还小，我现在仍然在学习如何做一个父亲。
I'm coming to grips with how much they depend on you for everything, food, clothing, cleaning them, going to the doctor. In my house, a new thing is brushing his teeth.
因为我就觉得这个孩子呢，他是完全的这么的依赖父亲，就像我的小孩，他必须要依赖我，给他食物吃，给他衣服穿，带他去医生。现在我们还有一个新的事情，就是我们要帮他刷牙。
But can you imagine if a few years later, I'm at In-N-Out, standing there with my son, and we order some burgers?
你能想象，或许几年以后，我的儿子长大了。我就带他到 In-N-Out， 我们就在那边我们叫一个汉堡来吃。
And as I go to pay, my son starts running around to all of these strangers, scurrying, begging, saying, "Do you have any money? Do you have any money? I don't know how I'm going to pay. I just ordered this food, and I don't know how I'm going to pay."
但是你能够想象，当我们在那边我们要点菜点汉堡的时候呢，突然我的小孩就到处的在那边奔跑，在那边问这些。陌生人跟他们要钱，就说我们现在要吃汉堡，但是我没有钱，我真的很忧虑，我不知道该怎么付钱，你可不可以给我一点钱？
Wouldn't I just be undone in disappointment? Look at my son and say, son, do you really think I'm not going to pay for a burger for you? All I've done since you've been born in your life, all the things I've taken care of, you think I'm not going to pay for a burger?
你能够想象当时我会多么的失望吗？我会对我的孩子说，儿子，你真的觉得我不会为你付这个汉堡的钱吗？你不知道自从你出生以来，我为你做了多少事，难道我不会为你付这笔钱吗？
How long has your father been caring for you?
你的天父为你照顾了你有多久？
How many times he come through in your life? Do you think he's not going to take care of you?
多少次他为你出来行事，难道你不觉得他会继续的照顾你吗？
Kingdom people have a father who loves us more than we can comprehend, and we're called to live different than those who are scurrying around, begging, worrying, trying to take care of things on their own.
在这里，国度的子民，我们有一个父亲，他爱我们，他的爱是我们没有办法想象的，而且我们被呼召要来过一个不一样的生活。 他不要我们到处奔走，到处忧虑、紧张、害怕，要觉得我们必须所有的事情都是我们自己来担，都是自己来扛。
Jesus is telling us far more here than just do not worry. He's saying that it's going to take intentionality not to worry. You can't just say in your own willpower today, okay, okay, I'm not going to worry.
耶稣在这里他也告诉我们，当他说我们不要忧虑的时候，我们必须要很有意识的来不忧虑。你不能就是说好好好，我听懂了，我现在就不再忧虑，你就可以不再忧虑了。
This is the transforming initiative of look, see, and seek. Jesus is saying that in the simple, doable, durable way of living his kingdom, gratitude is the opposite of worry.
在这里呢，我们要看见我们必须要有一些行动来反来使我们不再忧虑。在当我们要很简单的用一个可行的方式来活出这个福音的时候呢，耶稣告诉我们，忧虑的反面呢，就是感恩。
When our gaze is redirected from ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ, when we look and see carefully and fully who he is, what he has done, how can we not but respond in thanksgiving?
当我们的眼目从我们的身上转到耶稣基督的身上，让我们来看我们的神，他一切所做的，他现在所做的，而且他将来还要做的，我们的反应就会不一样。
Do you see it in your own life? Do you see his mighty provision? Do you see how wonderfully he has made you and how wonderfully he's taken care of you?
你看见了吗？你看见他对你生命里的供应吗？你看见他如何的创造你？难道他不会再照顾你吗？
Our Lord invites us to come and see how good he is.
神邀请我们来看，看他是何等的美善。
Come and taste his ultimate provision.
让我们来，而且来尝他所为我们预备的一切的供应。
Worried about what you will eat or drink? Come, this is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you.
你忧虑你吃什么穿什么吗？你来， 我的身体为你剥开，我的血为你流出来。
Worried what you're going to wear? Jesus says, I came to clothe you in righteousness.
你担心你穿什么吗？耶稣说，我来要为你穿上公义的义袍。
Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Jesus is lovingly direct. Worrying changes nothing, but gratitude changes everything.
耶稣说，你们哪一个能够用忧虑思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？耶稣在这里说，忧虑不能改变任何的事情，但是存一个感激的心可以改变许多的事。
You may be worried about a child today who has gone their own way, whose life doesn't look like what you want it to look like. Worrying isn't going to fix that.
或许你现在在为你的孩子忧虑，因为他偏行己路，走自己的路，但是你的忧虑不能改变什么。
You may be worried about a sick family member, but worry is not going to heal.
或许你现在在为你的家人，正在生病的家人忧虑，但是你的忧虑不能使他得医治。
You may be worried because you've heard rumors of your company downsizing, but worry is not going to keep your job.
或许你刚刚听见你的公司可能要裁员，而你正在忧虑。但是你的忧虑并不能够就保住你的工作。
But something amazing does happen when we turn daily to thank God for what he has given us and what he has not given us, and when we turn to him for who he is and what he's done.
但是如果我们来感激，感激神为我们所做的，感激神所没有做的，那我们的生命就会不一样。
I think this is another reason that the church is so important, because it gives us a chance to look aroundat other people and see the testimony of what God has done in their lives as well.
这就是为什么在教会里是这么的宝贵，因为当我们转目，我们随处看都可以看见许多弟兄姐妹他们身上神为他们做的一些见证。
Look how much he's come through for your brother or sister. Look for the miracles he's done in other people's lives too.
让我们可以看见神如何在弟兄姐妹们身上做奇妙的工作，在他们身上行的神迹。
Titus and Timothy, look how he has taken care of your parents who came from a foreign land with another language.
那我也希望在 Titus Timothy 的年轻的弟兄姐妹，你们看神怎么样，带领你们照顾你们的父母，让他们从一个外国移民过来，从一个不同语言的地方来到这里。
As we sing psalms to each other and spiritual songs, let us also, brothers and sisters, redirect our worried Christian friends back to Jesus.
当我们在用诗歌颂词在彼此对唱的时候，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，就让我们像我们的主一样，把这些忧虑呢转成对神的敬拜。
In verse 33, Jesus gives us the final transform initiative. He says, Do not seek as the pagan or the Gentile desires, but seek first the kingdom of God.
在第33节，我们看见耶稣在最后告诉我们的改变的一个行为，他就说，你们要求，但是不要像外邦人所求的，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Fundamental to understanding the gospel and the kingdom of God is to know that there is no neutral person.Everybody is either seeking their kingdom come or Jesus' kingdom come.
在当我们在了解这个国度的信息的时候，有一个很基本的观念，就是说，没有一个人是完全中立的。一个人他不是追求神的国，他就是追求要建立自己的国。
God knows that we are so worried because, in Luther's words, we have disordered loves. We are seeking after the wrong things first.
神知道我们真正这么忧虑的原因呢，就像路德他的话说的，我们有一个混乱的爱，我们爱不对的东西。
For many of us, we are way too worried about what does the bank account say, what does the doctor say, what does my boss say, what does the horoscope say, what does my boyfriend say, what did my kid just say, what am I going to say?
在我们许多的人呢，我们太在意了，我们太在意了一些，比方说我们银行存款在说什么？我们太在意了医生说什么？我们太在意了星座星象说什么？或是我的老板说什么？我的男朋友说什么？甚至于我的小孩刚刚说什么？或是我该说什么？
Jesus connects verse 19 and 24 to what we read today, saying, Nobody can serve two masters. He connects the dots. Therefore,Do not worry because you serve God.
在这里呢，耶稣他把前面十九节这边他也把它连起来，就说一个人不能，他在二十四节他把它连起来，就说一个人不能侍奉两个主。换句话说呢，他告诉我们，你是侍奉神的。
Are you primarily worried because Jesus' kingdom is not getting established or yours?
你到底是在忧虑什么呢？你是在忧虑的是说神的国没有被建立吗？还是你在忧虑你自己的王国没有被建立？
In this way, worry is really a form of idolatry.
所以换句话说呢，忧虑其实是一种的拜偶像。
It means I'm worried God won't fulfill my plans and come through on my dreams.
换句话说，我忧虑呢，因为我担心神不会来成就我的计划，他也不会来实现我的梦想。
Worry is fearing God won't get it right, and bitterness is thinking God already got it wrong.
忧虑呢，是担心神不会做对的。当我们苦读的时候，就是我们相信神已经做错了。
The fundamental issue with worry is that we think we know the answer.
最基本的忧虑的因素呢，是我们认为我们知道这个答案。
When we worry, we're saying, God, I have a plan, and I don't see it coming to fruition. Could you hurry it up?
当我们忧虑的时候，我们实在是在对神说，神啊，我有一个计划，但是我现在看见事情好像不是照着我的计划成就。神啊，你可不可以快一点，快一点成就？
That's exactly how you build a cage.
这就是我们如何把自己建立而放在一个牢笼里面。
You see, everybody on that hillside thought they knew the way to salvation, to end Roman persecution, for Israel to be free. And Jesus says, I know what you're thinking, but God has a totally different plan, and he's working it right now.
当在登山宝训上，在那个山上，每一个听众呢，他们都认为他们知道 怎么样来救以色列国？他们的答案呢，就是赶快的把罗马帝国推翻了，这是他们的答案。但是耶稣却对他们说，我知道你们心在想什么，但是我有我的计划，我有我的答案，而且我们现在我正在实行中。
Jesus is looking at people who are hungry for salvation. He says, I know what needs to be done, and only I can do it.
当时呢，耶稣看见这些人，他们极其的渴慕要得救，但是耶稣对他们说，我知道如何救你们，我正在做。
I think in this way, Jesus returns our gaze to the very character of who he is, of who God is.
所以耶稣在这里，他要把我们的心转向认识神。
Charles Spurgeon said that English speakers suffer a poverty that economically poor Israelites were actually rich in. English language is very poor when it comes to the names of God.
施布真弟兄呢，他在说，他说呢，他说在英文呢，英文的这个词汇是非常的贫穷的，因为很多时候神的名字在以色列当中，他们所传讲的神的名字，我们没有办法用英文把它翻译出来，所以英文的智慧是很贫穷的。
By translating everything God, we miss out on names like God All Sufficient, God Who Sees, Yahweh is Peace, My Shepherd, Yahweh Who Heals, My Helper, My Safety, Yahweh Our Saving Justice.
因为在以色列的人当中，他们认识神有许多的名字，比方说神，他可以看见的神。他是全族全有全丰的神，他是平安的神，他是我们的牧者，而且耶和华呢，他是医治我们的神，他是我的帮助者，他是我的安全，他是我的拯救者，他也是我的公义。
Jesus is calling us to look at him carefully to see his character, and I think too he connect to the major story of the whole Bible.
耶稣在这里呢，他要我们仔细的去注视，去看耶稣，而且他把这些跟圣经里其他的故事都连在一起。
What do you see when you read the Bible except that God constantly reaching into his creation to fix it, to redeem it, to save it, to reorder it, to deliver it with this miraculous peace that sets us free to worship and be in relationship with our.
所以当我们在读圣经的时候，我们会不再的看，一再的看见，重复的看见神，他来到他所创造的人当中，他来拯救他们，他来医治他们，他来恢复他们，并且赐给他们平安，使他们跟神之间的关系能够修复，能够重建。
One of the most profound examples of God coming through for his people definitely has to be the story of Abraham, who is asked to sacrifice his son Isaac.
其中一个非常有名的一个故事呢，就是神来到他的百姓当中，就这个故事就是亚伯拉罕，当神要亚伯拉罕献上他的儿子以撒的时候。
And from Genesis chapter 22, God says, And he said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behind him he saw a ram caught up in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up as a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh Jireh, the Lord will provide.
这是在创世纪二十二章，在这里当亚伯拉罕要献他的儿子以撒的时候，在这里耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他，因为现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。当时亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树上，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕在那个地方取名耶和华以勒，直到如今还说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
God's very name is I am who provides.
因为神的名字就是说，我是那位供应你们的。
Romans connects this in 8:32 and says, He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
在罗马书第八章三十二节，保罗在那里说：“神既不爱惜他自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
？”Do you see this beautiful picture here？
我们是不是可以在这里看见一幅美丽的图画
？Jesus is standing on a mountaintop, looking forward to the deep shame, the torture, the cosmic rejection that he is going to feel on another mountaintop very soon.As his own father does not spare his life, so that we can be free.
当耶稣在这个山上，宣讲登山宝训的时候，我们可以想象他心里正在遥望，在不久的将来，他要在另外一个山上，他要受严重的酷刑，他要受极大的羞辱，他要受极大的拒绝，而最后他要被钉死，因为他知道他自己的父亲。天父他并没有爱惜自己的儿子而为我们要把他舍下
You can almost see the human side of Jesus preaching this to himself Look, see, seek how God is going to take care of you Even though things look horrible Even though you're praying in the garden And you can't believe what's going to happen Look at the Lord
我们在这里可以想象，耶稣在他的人性里面，当他在宣讲这篇信息的时候，他其实也在为自己讲道。他要告诉自己不要忧虑，你也要看，你也要想，你也要来寻求，就是耶稣，他要相信神，神他能够有美意，而且神正在掌权，叫他自己不要忧虑，因为他马上就要上十字架了。
God will provide the sacrifice.
因为神会为神他自己预备了祭牲。
If God did not spare his own son, what do you think he will not come through for on your life?
如果神连他自己的儿子都不爱惜而为我们舍了，还有什么他不会来帮助我们的吗？
Jesus tells us, stop, look at the flowers, look at the birds, know,That your God is in control.
他叫我们停止忧虑，现在停下来，来看这些飞鸟，来看野地的花，告诉我们神正在掌权。
I have lived through some worrisome times. I lived one time in Burma with these enemy soldiers just a few kilometers off, and we wondered how we're going to get back to the Thai border safely.
我自己呢，也经过了许多非常忧虑的时刻。我从前在缅甸的时候，当时呢，那个敌人的军队呢，大概就是在几公尺之外。那当时我们非常的担心，不知道我们如何的能够再回到泰国的边界，能够平安的回去。
I lived through the mayhem of the World Trade Center, not knowing if my brother was going to make it or not, and then for the next week, bomb threats and Humvees on my street.
我也同时经过了就是911的世贸大楼的这个事件。当时呢，我非常的忧虑，因为不知道我的弟弟或是我的哥哥到底能不能够平安的生还回来。而且呢，当时也有许多的警报，许多的恐惧。
I've lived through broken families and worries about acceptance, worries of significance, poverty, sickness, childbirth.Anxiety of wondering if the rent check's going to clear.
我也经过了破碎的家庭，我也忧虑我是不是会被人接纳，我也忧虑过损失，我忧虑过我自己到底我的人生有没有意义和价值，我也经历了贫穷，经历了疾病，我也经历了小孩子的出世，而且有的时候我也会忧虑我付的房租的那个支票会不会兑现
I don't know how God will provide for you but I am testimony that he will he has blessed me through strangers through miracle and through very very ordinary ways
我不知道神到底会如何的来供应你但是我自己就是一个见证他会的而且他曾经借着可能借着陌生人借着神迹 借着可能各样我想不到的事情来祝福我。
Christ wants you to live free today. Don't scurry like a pagan who doesn't know how much his father loves him.
耶稣要我们过一个自由的生活，他不要我们奔走来往，让我们这么的忧虑，好像一个不认识神的人一样。
Instead, turn in thankfulness, turn in worship.
而是要我们用一个感恩的心，我们来敬拜他。
And don't let Satan worry you with little trinkets and troubles in your life.
不要让撒旦借着这些微不足道的事情，或是生命里的麻烦，让你这么的忧虑。
Your Creator designed you to be free, and in the greatest inverse, actually, your life should make Satan worry.
因为你的创造者，他创造了你，是要让你过一个自由的生活。其实你自由的过生活会让撒旦非常的忧虑。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, our King, our Savior, we thank you for the freedom that you won for us on your cross.
主耶稣基督，我们的救主，我们的君王，我们感谢你，因为你在十字架上所成就的，你赐给我们，让我们可以过一个自由的生活。
Lord, you know we worry.Help us to not worry by redirecting our gaze to you, Lord God.
主啊，你知道我们很忧虑，但是求你帮助我们，让我们转我们的眼目，让我们来看你，让我们可以不忧虑。
Lord, give us also the passion to redirect our worried brothers and sisters to look at you.
主啊，也赐给我们这样子的爱和热情，让我们能够帮助那些正在忧虑的弟兄姐妹，他们也可以转他们的眼目。
And this week, Lord, as we look at the flowers, as we look at the birds, as we hear them, as we look at the mountains, Lord, help us remember our God is in control.
这一个礼拜，当我们看见天上的云彩，看见飞鸟，看见花的时候，让我们想起来，我们的天父正在掌权。
In the name of Yahweh Jireh, the God who provides, we thank you and love you. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，而且神是供应我们的神。阿门。